Bad guys want you to walk by your own power and ability, following a system that they've brought forth to you to deceive you to think you're following Jesus through them, by the way. When you came to faith, you didn't do that. You didn't do anything. You didn't read a book, Five Ways to Come to Faith in Jesus. You heard the gospel, and you believed the truth of the gospel.
Thanks for joining us for this Monday edition of Equipping the Saints, featuring the Bible teaching of Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, today we finish our look at a very important warning that the Lord gives every believer.
Yes, Dave, indeed, we're going to complete our look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, a command in which the Lord tells us through the Apostle Paul to see to it that no one takes us captive. Well, today we're going to see specifically how these false teachers do it. So turn with us to Colossians chapter 2, and we're looking at verse 8.
Well, thanks, Greg. And as always, if you have to miss a portion of today's broadcast, you can hear this entire program online at etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
No one would boast before the Lord. And he gives his testimony in chapter 2. And his testimony was that he didn't come with persuasive words of wisdom proclaiming to you the word of God. He said he didn't do that, but he came in the power of the Spirit. And he said, yet we do proclaim wisdom, but it's God's wisdom, a wisdom that the rulers of this world would have known. They wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. It's a wisdom that was hidden, but is now revealed to us through the Spirit. We have, 2 Corinthians 2, the mind of Christ. And in him are the treasures of wisdom and life. Anything that pulls you away from so subtly, personally trusting Jesus in that circumstance is not from the Lord. We walk by faith. The same way we believed in him when we got saved, we walk that way. And there are little systems of following Jesus. And again, I mentioned those promise things. Hey, so those promise things are great. They're the wonderful things. Yeah, I want to love my wife. Yeah, I want to be a light to the world. Yeah, those are great things. But you can't promise God you're going to go out and do that. God does that through you when you abide in Jesus Christ. I'm not saying we don't make commitments to follow. We want to do that. I'm saying the promises don't keep you to do what God wants you to do. It's Christ through his power and strength. In him are all the treasures. In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We have everything we need for life and godliness. If you believe that, you're not going to get held captive. If you believe that, we have his precious and magnificent promise. The world comes by and says, your problem needs this. This is the way you're going to deal with your problem. This is the way you got to deal with it. Folks, evil men and imposters will bring wisdom packaged in persuasive arguments using man's wisdom, philosophy packaged religiously to deceive. Packaged religiously. Jesus and his word is all we need. You say, but no, Jesus and his word is all we need. He is sufficient. In him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He is the creator. He holds everything together. He brought about salvation. Everything you need is in Jesus Christ. It is in Christ. And the bad guys so subtly, religiously will pull you slightly off kilter and take you captive. It's through philosophy. That's man's wisdom, by the way. It's man's wisdom. And then he says, empty deception. Now, there's some that say this empty deception the way it is in the sentence originally. It just describes the philosophy. That's true. I think that's true. But it could be it's also describing one other element or it's something independent of that. Either way, it's philosophy, empty deception they take you captive with. And the term here, empty, speaks of hollow. It's empty. It's deception. And in the context of man's wisdom, that is empty. There's nothing there. The tactics false teachers use are empty, hollow, and deceptive. And that deception has no real valid spiritual content. There's no real valid spiritual content. We saw this again in chapter 2, again, verse 23. He says, but these are of no value against fleshly indulgence. They have no value. The false religious ways they try to get you to follow Jesus have zero value in your relationship with Jesus. Zero. No value. It's empty. But notice, this error will come in a deceptive package. Empty deception. Be on the alert. It's going to be deceitful. Yes, you're going to say, yeah, I want to follow the Lord. Yes, I want to love my wife. Yes, I want to do this. Yeah, I want to do that. Yes. You've got to be careful. How has it come about? False wisdom is inadequate and completely incompatible with God's wisdom, and it takes you captive. Be on the alert. Paul calls them deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ, those ones in 1 Corinthians 11. Be on the alert. It's hollow, deceptive wisdom. It's human in origin. And it encompasses the heart of sin, which is pride, which is actually self-sufficiency rather than Christ-sufficiency. Well, how else does he describe it here? He says, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men. Now, we're going to see a little later on that this philosophy and this empty deception actually came in the context of the Old Testament scriptures. That's kind of interesting. Came with scripture being twisted. We'll show you that in a minute. So here, notice he says, according to the tradition of men. So he's going to say it's through philosophy and empty deception, and it's according to these things. The tradition of men, the elementary principles of the world, and not according to Christ. So the first thing he says is according to the traditions of men. Now, traditions in general are just things that are passed on from one human being to another. What's the point here? This hollow, deceptive wisdom is human in origin. It's according to the traditions of man. It's hollow, deceptive wisdom, human in origin, encompasses the heart of pride. It's earthly, natural, and demonic. And thus, it's inadequate and completely incompatible with God's wisdom. Folks, false teachers take the traditions of men and package them as the teaching of God. Remember what Jesus shared when he reproved the Pharisees for their religious traditions of men, how this teaching actually squeezes out and invalidates the truth of God? Turn to Mark chapter 7. And the Pharisees and some of the scribes gathered together around him when they had come from Jerusalem and had seen some of his disciples were eating their bread with impure hands, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they carefully wash their hands. Now, kids, it's okay to wash your hands, but this is different, okay? He says here, thus observing the traditions of the elders, for when they come to the marketplace, they do not eat unless they cleanse themselves, and there are many other things which they have received in order to observe, such as washing of cups and pitchers and copper pots. And the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with impure hands? And he said to them, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of man. Neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men. He was also saying to them, you nicely set aside the commandment of God in order to keep your traditions. And later on in verse 11, he'll say that thus they invalidate the word of God by the traditions which they have handed down. Man's traditions, underneath this hollow, deceptive wisdom, invalidate God's word. Indeed, as we study chapter 2 more in more depth, we're going to see these false teachers had a Jewish background in this context, and they were taking the law out of its context and pointing to the need to follow it to be holy. They were taking the shadows that pointed to Christ, then in focusing on those shadows would take away from the sufficiency of Christ, who fulfilled the shadows. Look up a little bit in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. He says, this is to Gentiles. Therefore, let no one act as your judge. Don't let anyone tell you what to do in a religious sense. Being, you know, hey, why aren't you doing that? You're not following the Lord right. You know, whatever it might be. Don't let them act as your judge in regard to food or drink or respect to a festival, new moon, or Sabbath day. Those are very Jewish. That's from the Old Testament. He says here, things which were a mere shadow of what's to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Don't let anyone take the shadows and twist them from their original meaning to pull you away from Christ. That's actually, as we see, the traditions of men using scripture wrongly. So we're going to see. He's going to talk about all these twisting of scriptures and call it the elementary principles of the world. We always think of it as the world's wisdom. No, it's the world taking God's word and twisting it for their own benefit, their own way. He says here, mere shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. And when God's word is ripped out of its context in a deceitful manner, it becomes the teaching of men, by the way. Man's tradition. God didn't teach that. That wasn't brought forth from God. Men took it, they twisted it, and now it is the teaching of men. Look a little farther in verse 20. He says, if you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, we're going to see it a little bit. That's the same word in our passage, stoichio. It speaks of the ABCs of the world. If you've died to that in Christ, he says here, why, as if you were living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees such as do not handle, do not taste, do not touch? Those were things the Jews would say based on the Old Testament. Oh, you can't have a ham sandwich. You can't do that. Do not touch that, right? Do not handle, do not taste, right? They took the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and twisted it out of its context. We know that the Old Covenant was to reveal sin. And we know that you couldn't keep the law to expose your sin, but you could keep the one command, Deuteronomy 28 through 30, to call upon the Lord. You could keep that one, but you couldn't keep the rest. You need your heart circumcised. You need to be changed by faith. And so here, he says, which refer to things destined to perish with using in accordance with the commandments and teaching of men. He says, sir, these are matters to be sure have the appearance of wisdom. They appear to be wise. And of self-made religion, self-abasement, or humility and severe treatment of the body, but are of no value against fleshly indulgence. These deceptive, hollow philosophies can come in a biblical context. But when they are not of God, they are the traditions of men. They say, you got to do this. This is the way we've done it. You got to do this. This is the way it's done. You got to do it this way. No. It's hollow, deceptive wisdom. It is human in origin, and it encompasses the heart of sin, which is pride. It's focused on man's teaching packaged religiously and is dependent on man's ability to do those things. These are the trademarks of false teachers and teaching that will enslave you, where you have to do. You see, we are able to do when we abide in Christ. We trust in Him. He enables us to do. Faith will work, but you don't work to believe. It's not the opposite way around. So notice here, he says, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy, empty deception, according to the tradition of men. Notice he adds to this, according to the elementary principles of the world. The elementary principles of the world. Okay? This is that word I mentioned earlier, stoichion, which could mean elemental spirits, could mean the elements in the world in a sense. But here it literally means things in a row. Like A, B, C. Things in a row. That's what it means. It even spoke of the letters of the alphabet, the ABCs. You think about it. What are the ABCs? That's the basics, right? You got to get back to the ABCs. You got to get back to the basics. And he says here, according to the ABCs of the world. Now, what are the ABCs of the world? The world is the sphere of non-believers. That's how they function, as Satan is the ruler of this world. The elementary principles are basically how the world operates. Okay? But it's religiously twisted. The world operates on the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, 1 John chapter 2. Those are the things in the world, right? Without Christ, the world is centered around self. Now, it can be packaged very religiously, by the way, but it's still self-centered. The motive is for self. The motive is whatever it might be. People get caught up in false doctrine because they want something. Indeed, we have this same word used to speak of that which is in a religious context. Look again at verse 20. If you have died with Christ to the what? Stoichia, the elementary principles of the world. You died to living the way you used to live by the ABCs of how the world functions. You died. Now you trust Jesus. As you have received, you trust Jesus. You don't rely on yourself. You don't rely on others. You don't focus on your own wisdom or man's wisdom. You believe in God's wisdom. If you've died to that, you were crucified with Him and you're dead to that now. He says here, why do you, as if you were living in the world, submit yourself to decrees? Now, these are religious decrees, such as do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. which refer to things destined to perish with the using in accordance with the commands and teachings of men. They look nice, but they're not. So here we see, religiously speaking, mankind's wisdom has a bunch of rules to keep one from sinning. A bunch of rules you got to do to be right with Jesus, whatever it might be. It's a false gospel, by the way, too. We don't need to do anything to be saved except believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you have to have a genuine belief. And you got to repent. That's part of believing. I realize I'm sinful. Lord Jesus, save me from my sins. So we see, religiously speaking, it's man's wisdom couched in the context of religion. It's man's wisdom. It's all external rather than Christ. Rather than Christ working through us in this word. The bad guys come to you and they take you captive through philosophy, empty deception, according to the tradition of men, elementary principles of the world, to enslave you. Inevitably, all this false religion is designed to enslave you, and it's brought forth by those who delight in false humility and phony religious experience, at least in this context. You have a list of things you got to do. Now, if you want a better marriage, here's what you got to do. Now, if you want to be a better worker at work, here's what you got to do. Now, none of those things may be wrong at all. It's just flipped on its head. It's the cart before the horse. We do those things when we abide in Jesus and he gets the glory, when we trust in him and his word is working. Same thing I mentioned about the promise thing. No, those promises are bad. It's the order of it. It's where your heart is. They say you got to do it. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't handle this. Don't touch that. Scripture ripped out of context, but it has no value against fleshly indulgence. Let me give you an example. You sin and you don't want to sin. You hate it. And you say, Lord, I'm sorry, and you want to make it up to him. You can't make it up to him. You need to believe that he has forgiven you. And you need to trust him and know that he will deliver you from temptation if you trust him. You got to get close to Jesus, you say. You got to walk with him. As you received him, so walk in him. You can't make up anything to the Lord. You can't go out and do, I'm going to do better. No, Lord, I need you to protect me. I need you to guide me. I trust you to help me, Lord Jesus. It's different. Very subtle, isn't it? Right? See to it that you don't get taken captive by man-centered, deceitful, defrauding, phony religious philosophies that are in opposition and contrary to Christ. Look at what it says here. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. We are vulnerable for those books that say this is how you can have better marriage. Hey, if they point you to Christ and abiding in him, praise the Lord. But if they don't, you're going to be entrapped. You're going to be held up. You're going to be captive. If it's talking about the things you got to do and it's apart from his wisdom, if it's apart from his wisdom and abiding in him, hey, it's not from the Lord. It's human wisdom packaged religiously. Don't do it. That's why all these shows drive me nuts. These radio shows. You drive along, you have this family shows, you hear this stuff about how to have better marriage. They don't talk about the word of God and trusting Christ and confessing sin. You know, they don't say that. And guess what? A lot of people spiritually captive in bondage. He says, rather than according to Christ. All those things are in contradiction to Christ. End of verse 8. Christ is the one in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Our walk began by faith in Jesus Christ, and it is by faith in Jesus Christ we live every day. But you got to be built up in his word. He uses his word to change us. He equips us. He makes us complete through his word. You see, the bad guys don't preach Christ. They preach little verses here and there, but really their messages are all kind of a fix you up, spiritual pep talk for the week, rather than abiding in Christ and trusting in him. Bad guys want you to walk by your own power and ability, following a system that they've brought forth to you to deceive you to think you're following Jesus through them, by the way. When you came to faith, you didn't do that. You didn't do anything. You didn't read a book, Five Ways to Come to Faith in Jesus. You heard the gospel, and you believed the truth of the gospel. Watch out when they have the five ways to make your marriage better. It better get down to Jesus Christ. It better get down to that. Otherwise, you're doing rather than trusting and then him doing through you. It's very subtle. Because guess what? You do want to have a better marriage. Guess what? You do want to follow the Lord better. Guess what? We do want to not sin in those ways. Yeah, we do, but don't get taken captive. Our relationship with Christ is centered in the context of faith and His truth. We walk by faith, and His Word controls us. The knowledge of His will fills our hearts and enables us to obey Him with a changed heart. But false teachers attempt to deceive you, delude you, that you're walking by faith when you're walking by doing rather than trusting in Jesus Christ. It's very subtle. It's all about trusting in Christ, in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Satan, through evil men and imposters, will attack that truth and try to delude you, persuade you religiously, whether it's through theology. It's fine to read a book about the reformers, but don't idolize them. They're men. They're sinful men. Look at the Word of God, rely on Jesus Christ. I don't want to look at their walk and see how to walk. I want to look at what the Word says. All kinds of examples. Let me ask you this. Is there any area in your life you have yielded to these evil men and imposters where you've been taken captive through maybe good desires for your marriage, your family, church, you know, the way you interact with the world, whatever it might be, to stop from sin, pornography, whatever it might be? Is there any place you've gotten taken captive rather than according to Christ? It's the simplicity of a devotion to Christ. And it's the good fight of faith. It's a battle. Our flesh doesn't want to do it. The world is going against it. We've got a deceiver against us. We have what we've seen here and the people trying to take us captive. You see to it, lest someone take you captive. Lest someone take you captive. Have you been taken captive through unwatchfulness, disobedience, or ignorance? Just confess. I guarantee right now, if you've been enslaved, it's no fun. And you are literally a punching bag for Satan. It's time to confess your sin. Trust the Lord. Trust Jesus and allow His Word to control you and grow up. All of us need to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Today we've seen how we can escape the trap of false teaching. We need to watch out, lest we be taken captive. And as we're going to see next week, and we have already begun to see, instead we need to trust Christ and His absolute sufficiency. Paul's going to share that we have Christ in us, He's already a hope of glory. In Him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And in the next verse, he's going to say, in Christ are all the fullness of deity dwells. He's God. Don't go for this other stuff. Go to God. And in Him, chapter 2, verse 10, we've been made complete. Everything you need is in Jesus. Don't let them take you captive. He has granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him. We have His precious and magnificent promises. As you received Him, so walk in Him.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, you made the point that it seems like many Christians today are not very aware of the threats to their faith.
Indeed, we've seen that we must watch out lest someone deceptively take us captive from Christ. Rather, we need to be resting in the sufficiency of Christ alone. Brother and sister, are you concerned? Are you on guard to threats to the sufficiency of trusting Jesus alone? We pray you are.
As we close today's broadcast, here's an important message from our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
Hi, this is Greg Lundstedt, and it is my great privilege to study and teach the Word of God and to share it with you each day on this radio station. And as you listen, I want to ask you this question. Has equipping the saints been a blessing to you? If so, would you prayerfully consider coming alongside us financially? You see, your financial partnership with us is so appreciated. So on behalf of the team here at Equipping the Saints, we want to praise our Lord and thank you for your prayers and financial support.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, to partner with us, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. Or if you prefer to send a gift online, our web address is etsradio.org. Well, we hope you make plans to join us again right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints.